The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Good morning, all. This is Ryan Tuberty with you. It is Thursday, the 26th of November, 2020, at 4 minutes past nine. We're with you till 10 a.m. The text number is 51551. You can mail us on ryan at rte.ie. I was going to say you can eat a donut, and then I thought, no, that's not what you need to tell them. You need to tell them to email you, and you can email us if you like. Somebody brought in donuts this morning, which was a wonderful start to the day in terms of the sugar rush, which will be required for the next 48 hours to get us through to midnight tomorrow night, because we announced the theme of the Toy Show 2020 this morning. And I'm very happy to tell you, if you didn't hear it yet, that it is the wonderful world of Roald Dahl. And people will say, yeah, well, you're just indulging yourself there. And no, they came to us with the Toy Show amazing team. Said no, they climbed effectively inside my head and said, let's go to your world. And sure enough, they did. And Roald Dahl somebody asked me yesterday. I was talking to about 18-20 journalists on a big Zoom press conference yesterday, and they were brilliant. Thank you to all of them, by the way, for treating the story so beautifully this morning in all your publications. I really appreciate it. And one of the questions was, isn't that a little dark? I said, no, it's not. Well, I said, the truth of the matter is, Roald Dahl is dark. And all his stories for children are a little dark, but that's real. Life is not always light. And this year, more than any year, requires confronting a little darkness, even as children. And we've all done that together. We've had a traumatic year. And so, you know, it's also all about redemption and how kindness wins and bullies lose and good children are the future, and they will be rewarded for their goodness. And that's what it's about. So, yeah, you've got in the twits, you've got horrible people, and in Fantastic Mr. Fox, who, by the way, that's who I'm going to be tomorrow. You can search it up online. It's out there now, the photographs. And you can decide how ridiculous I look for yourselves, frankly. But that's what it's all about. And in that, there's baddies in that. There's baddies in life. And we'll confront the baddies and then we win. And that's the whole point of this. So tomorrow, 9:35, it kicks off. I'm blown away by the amount of messages that come in from around the world. I've never felt so in touch with the Irish abroad as I have this year. It could be Instagram, but it could be... But it's also the radio show. We've so many listeners all around the world who say this is our little field. It's like this is their embassy. They come and they become Irish for an hour and then disappear back into the countries that they've made their adopted homes. And the same thing goes for tomorrow night, because I've got emails and letters from people around the world saying that we're going to watch it together apart, that to use that expression, that they will be on their couches in London and in Boston and in Adelaide. And at the same time, all things being equal, they'll share the experience. So here's hoping. We've been through the COVID hoops to make sure it's beautifully compliant, and we're happy about that. And we have every sense of how big it is for people, because, as I said, you deserve the best night out, and we're going to do our damnedest to make it special for you. That's the plan. So that's the next 24 hours at... So here's hoping. Here's hoping. You know, when you're in the car park of your local supermarket or wherever you might be going, have you noticed how it's getting more and more impossible to get out of your car without touching the other car door of the car beside you? I find it nearly impossible. I'm starting to get palpitations parking the car now. Reverse in going, oh, I also have this weird thing that for whatever reason, the car park could be empty and the person in the car beside me will always be either sitting in it or getting into it or getting out of it. And which adds to the pressure, because then they have a look. And I go, I wonder how we do this. And I'm like, don't look. I just want to. So the point I'm making is that there's less space in the car parks. Whoever designs car parks, please, just a few more inches to let us out. Listen, I'm not a guy who needs that much space. That's what makes this whole point even more obscene and peculiar. But it seems that motorists, this is according to papers this morning, we're being left with as little as 21 centimetres to wriggle out of the cars. It's desperate. And what happened? They're suggesting it's because the cars have just got too big. It's not us, it's the cars. They looked at a study and said that popular cars have grown by as much as 55%. We're fine. Don't blame us. We're humans. We've got COVID pounds. We've got good reason to be a little bit bigger than the average bear these days. It's not us, it's the cars. The cars are getting bigger. The cars need to slim down a little bit and go to slimming world for cars. Bring it all back down. Parking spaces have failed to keep up pace with the growing car. Some owners have to perform Houdini-style escape acts to get out of the cars. I've seen cars, and I won't mention any cars in particular, but there's somebody very close to me with a car that I can see has lots of difficulty getting in and out of spaces. I can imagine the pillars and posts in car parks around where that person lives are, I suppose, left with mementos, aid memoir from that particular car, little scrapings and little filaments of paint that say, P.S. I love you. Oh, boy. Oh, Lordy. I should really send the shopping centre a tin of paint for Christmas with apologies on behalf of that very dear person in my life. Ay. Oh, that's interesting. Amy Hubbard is part of the Hubbard casting family. They're looking for a little boy to play Prince William as an 11-year-old as the Crown moves into the next phase of casting. Must have a European passport, not British European due to new Brexit rules from January 1st, and has to be available from January 26th to 30th of March 2021. So that's it. You can get your casting call for a boy to play Prince William at 11 years old for a feature film. That's a bit of fun if your child is interested. That's spencerfilmcasting@gmail.com if you want to have a look at that. Actors have been responding to this saying, does this mean that us British actors might lose out on roles due to Brexit? Another said, so sad to see Brexit costing British actors opportunities. Damn, says another, my son would have been perfect. Brexit, gutting that people voted for this. Irish passport coming in handy now. That's what happens when you believe them twits with their busts. Now, the funniest tree of all time has to be the Rockefeller Centre tree. I won't get into it because it's been talked about a lot, other than to say, they obviously said two lads from wherever said, yeah, we'll bring it up for you. And it looks like, if you haven't seen it, it's worth looking it up. It's like they lashed it onto the back of the truck, dragged it along every street and avenue in New York, went home for a cup of coffee, had the crack, then drove around a few mountains, then drove it over glass and maybe a few spikes, then jumped in it and had a super spreading party on top of it, and then said, should we better put that up because the Rockefellers won't be happy if we don't. And up goes this thing, this raggedy excuse of a tree, in which was an owl that was ultimately rescued and has been released back into the wild. That's the point of the story. There was a little owl in it, became a big story. Everyone's, oh, the little owl. And obviously I have an affinity with owls, given my Friday night work experience job. And sure enough, the owl was named Rockefeller, or Rocky for short, and it's now free. Fly, my flying monkey owl, fly. Into the great open, which is good news. And I like that. Okay, let's have a look at what you're saying. Russell. Ryan, I'd murder a donut. I did. I had a Boston cream, as I was calling it this morning. They should rename it for Christmas, the Frostin cream. I thought I was gas. I was greeted with silence. It's known as parking by sound, says John and Clone Roach. Yeah, there's a bit of that about it. The Tyson car park is the underground in the Marine Hotel in Dunleary, says another. I don't know how some of the larger cars manage to park. There are lots of scraps and scrapes and marks on the walls. I bet. When my daughters were small and I was reading the Roald Dahl stories, I just kept trying to keep them awake so I could get to the end of the story. I love it. Best of luck, Mr. Fox. Thank you, Nana Marie and Navin. Because this is Fox News tomorrow night. Fox News alert is that the toy show theme is The Wonderful World of Roald Dahl. And this set is just intensely magical with bits of Roald Dahl stories everywhere. Actually, given that we're all in our own little club here of a morning, can I tell you that if you have a bookshop near you, the local bookshop particularly, get your Roald Dahl books now, because there isn't a kid who won't want one. And if you're the granny or the granddad or the uncle or the auntie, get them now, because honestly, the other people who don't listen to this show will be sorry they hadn't heard it, because this is top insider information. Get busy, and it could be something just for the end of the bed on Christmas morning, or like our friends in Iceland on Christmas Eve. But it's the gift of reading and imagination and stories. And if a gift like a book like that comes from you, the child will associate you with that forever. So you're winning. And the child's winning. Everyone's winning. Beautiful. Best of luck with the show tomorrow night. Thank you very much. Please can you say good morning to a very special girl called, yes, Alex Madden, who played Matilda on the West End. Pre-COVID, we are all so proud of her, from Dad Paddy and Mum Tara Curran, originally from Tramore. Good morning to you all. Hi to everyone at home who we are missing. Well, Alex, I mean, I saw the Matilda on the West End. I don't think you were in it at that point, but because it was a few years ago now. But a very special hello to you this morning. And we have our own Matilda featuring tomorrow night. I think you'll enjoy it. No end. As a retired teacher, yes, who adored Roald Dahl, so much fun with the students over the years, our mantra was always, no book ever ends when it's full of your friends. From the Giraffe and the Pelly and Me, I'm excited and beyond excited about the show tomorrow night. Go for it. I am going to go for it. Like I told my friends yesterday, I said, this is going to be an odd show in an odd year from an odd man. And I'm happy enough to bring it to you, because you deserve it. I keep saying it, but it's true. My name is Fichtna and I'm 11 years old. Good man, Fichtna. He's from Belturbet in County Cavan, a county that's been very happy all this week. But this isn't the happiest of emails, but I want to read it anyway because it's a morning for it. My mum told me that you said on the radio that it's impossible to cancel Christmas. And I'm very glad to hear that. Sometimes it feels like everything is being cancelled. I'm not complaining because I know why we have to, but it's disappointing. This boy is 11, by the way, just to remind you. This is a sad time in my family. This time last year, my uncle got sick. He got better for a little while, and then he got even more sick. And he was in hospital at Christmas, and we thought he'd be okay. But something went wrong in January, and he died. And he was the cool uncle, the one who always played with us and gave the best presents. He gave us birthday cards, telling us how many hours old we were. He gave us homemade pizza and ice cream. He knew every line on Father Ted and The Simpsons. And the toy show is my absolute favourite night of the year, and I can't wait for Christmas. But I have a fizzing feeling of worry. Last year, when my uncle was sick, he came over to our house for the toy show. We all watched together, and we had takeaway pizza and lots of treats. And Mum asked him to stay over, but he wanted to go home. And that was the last night he was at our house. He went to the hospital after that. Things don't feel as happy this year, and it's the same for lots of us. I have fizzy feelings of happy and sad all mixed together. And I'm just really, really glad that the toy show is happening. I know that cancelling some things is hard, but missing one of your family changes everything. So good luck on Friday, Mr. Toyman. We'll be watching, probably eating takeaway, pizza, and lots of treats, but definitely feeling a little bit sad as well. You're a very big fan, Fichtna, of Belturbet, County Cavan. And that letter was sent by Fichtna's mother, Grania Egan, because it was her brother who died and he was 42. And I think all I'll say to this young man who sent this most beautiful, heartfelt letter is that life is full of wonderful moments but it's peppered with sad moments. So mostly the moments are wonderful. Like when you go to school and you might be dragged to school, but you're meeting your friends, and that's a good feeling. And when you're having your break, your susbjug with your friends, and you're hanging out and you're talking about what you did or what you played or what you're going to see or what you're going to do, that's fun, and it's simple. It doesn't feel big at the time, but it is. It's really simple. And you describe it perfectly, the fizzing feeling, because that's like when you get a fizzy drink and all the bubbles are all in there together, happy, sad, excited, lonely. It's perfectly normal, because when you're an adult, you still have the fizzing feelings. And when you're little, you have the fizzing feelings. But we as adults can't describe them as well as you did, because we're not as smart as you. So you to have the fizzing feelings is completely normal. And as you well know, some people come and they're in our lives for a long time and we adore having them in our lives, like your uncle. And he was the crack. Remember the good stuff, because that's your hard drive. And you access the hard drive and you say, I want to remember the bit where he gave us the cards that we did those things. And I want to remember the bits where we had the pizzas. I want to remember that. You have those memories forever. And life was good because you had him. And now he's gone. And that's not fair And that's not kind. So that's why you have to cry. And that's why you have to admit. And that's why you have to admit to feeling fizzy. That's the first win for you, is that you can admit it and talk to somebody. Because after that, then you can remember and have happy times. And time mightn't heal everything, but you learn to accommodate it, as somebody said to me once, and it'll make it just a little bit easier. So you watch that show tomorrow and you cry your eyes out, or whatever you want to do. Laugh, doesn't matter a damn. And drink your drinks and eat your treats and be happy and remember your uncle and remember all the good times, because he sounds like he was a very, very beautiful person, like you. Somebody was asking, is it a little early for Fryheit? Is it a little early for Fryheit? Of course it's too early for Fryheit. That's like Christmas, but it's not. Jenny said, I'm just wondering, I'm playing it here. It's just so good. And it's not necessarily a Christmas song, and yet it's Christmassy. It's Christmassy enough for us. So for all the boys and girls, and the grown up boys and girls, we'll keep the dream alive this year because we have to believe. Well, I'm not the better for that now, but nevertheless, that's Fryheit and keeping the dream alive. Well, Ryan says, Jacinta, that letter from that beautiful boy, Fiacna, is sending, I'm sending him lots of virtual hugs. Yeah, they're pretty much the only type we can send to him now. But you've cheered me up no end with this, classic. Keep those dreams alive. Thanks, Ryan. Mary and Tullamore, it's a beautiful song. Out of the mouths of babes, is a text, fizzy feelings in my tummy. I think everyone can relate to that this year. That's the truth. And I'm crying here, says Gronny, listening to Fiacna's letter, sending love to him and all who have mixed feelings of sadness and joy at this time of year even. Fizzy feelings of happy and sad is the perfect description for the feelings we all have. I hope Fiacna has a lovely evening tomorrow watching the toy show, remembering his lovely uncle. And another says, I had to stop the cars, but the tears were blinding me listening to that beautiful letter. What a boy he is. Fizzing feelings description, the bittersweet thoughts. His uncle would be so proud of him. I'm sending him a huge hug for tomorrow night and to you for such a lovely reply to him. That's very kind. Sure, look, we'll take the hugs where we can. And you're very kind. And there's a lot of kindness in the air. Don't forget the very wise words once uttered by Kermit the Frog in The Muppet Christmas Carol when he said, there's magic in the air. And there is magic in the air. And don't forget that. That's one of the great Christmas films of all time. Robert was on. The staff at Piemont Hospital, they've gone above and beyond. The facilities team made this sleigh, pictured, for residents in the hospital. And we hope it'll cheer up staff as well as members of the public who need joy and hope. The lights are being turned on soon and we're sure the campus will be seen from the moon. We can't wait for the toy show. Good man. Robert, that's great. I love that people are making all the effort. And our friends in the Irish Deaf Society reminding us that we will be live in Irish Sign Language with the ISL interpreters. Our dear friend Amanda Coogan and Aisling Dragoy will be shown on RT News Now and RT Player, obviously, tomorrow night for a toy show night. So that's good news. And we're happy to see that happening again. Adrienne was on. I'm a mum of big kids, Cahill, and his fiancée, Delphine, in London. And Liam's in Toronto, overseas for Christmas this year. Haven't seen them since December last year. God help you. For all the big kids who'll be watching the toy show this year from afar, can you say hello and happy Christmas to all of them from all the mums and dads in Ireland, please? And the Late Late Show has kept all our spirits up since March, so thanks for that, as it can't have been easy without an audience. But thank you and best wishes to you and the girls for a very happy Christmas. And to you, Adrienne, and you know, everything I do in this place that I love so much, whether it's radio or TV, is done with the backup of remarkable people who work their proverbials off. And I mock them only as much as they mock me. But I'm very grateful to all of them for what they do, because without them, I am zero. That took a lot. But that's what you do. That's what happens when someone brings in donuts. I feel like I should pay them back in some mealy-mouthed way. And that's pretty good going. I nearly believe that myself there for a second. 51551. He giveth and taketh away. There's a beautiful class of kids. Miss Cannon's senior infant class in St. Columbkills in Knocklyne. They've been doing a sleeps countdown to the toy show. And today's activity is, if I were Ryan Tuberty, and they fill in the box. If I were Ryan Tuberty, the toy show theme would be fill in box here. I would be dressed up as fill in box here. The best toy would be fill in box here. The prize would be fill in box here. And the excitement in the classroom is palpable. This is exactly what we need right now. Thank you, Mr. Toyman, from all the boys and the girls. And from Miss Cannon. We love you, Miss Cannon. You're the best. I know someone who drove a Volkswagen Beetle once, not a huge car, but he always made a point of taking two spaces in the B&Q car park to protest at the size of their spaces. There you are, John. I was trying to work in the underground car park in 2016, says the text. I was trying to park in the underground. And I was a bit of a mess as my father was on his last week there, but I lodged my car up against a bollard and I got in such a panic that I abandoned the car with the keys still in and the engine running. And I ran around the car park for 20 minutes and even went up to the reception. I saw a taxi, so I knocked on his window and asked him to help. He got into my car and got it out for me. He even said, "How the did you manage to do that?" And I can laugh now, but at the time, that taxi driver saved my life. I never got his name, but I think about him all the time. And I hope I at least provided him a funny story for down the pub. Yeah, I was talking to somebody else recently who parked a car, and it was a very big, long car, and he was working in it. And he was having the sort of Austin Powers 68-point turn into... It was taking him a while, but he's great at what he does, and he was able to drive, and he was working around, and he was beep, in a bit, beep, forward a bit, beep, in a bit, beep, forward. And he was so focused on trying to park the car, he didn't realise that by the time he got out of the car, there was a small audience who clapped to say... They saw him getting out of the car and said, "God, he went to a lot of trouble. He played, yeah, well done. How did you do that?" Ooh, that was a tough... Not an easy thing to do. Do you want to win some money vouchers for shopping? Yes, you do. Okay, well, that's good. What we need you to do is, whether you stocked up on hundreds of toilet rolls or maybe you didn't teach maths during the homeschooling lockdown, you don't have to worry about these minor transgressions because Tesco have declared that 2020 is the year when everyone is off the naughty list, and we have joined up with Tesco to celebrate the campaign with our Christmas quiz. You can win €500 worth of Tesco shopping vouchers, which is very nice. There could even be a bonus to give you another couple of hundred quid on top of that, which would be very nice indeed. Fancy that? Give us a call, 1850 715 900. Straight away, 1850 715 900. We'd love to hear from you. Say good morning, good wishes to my friend Rose. I hope she's feeling well today. She's Charlie Lansbury's biggest fan, and she is a very special person and very kind person. I want to send her all my love, and also to my friend Joy. I want to wish her the very best. I hope life is good in Tara, Joy, and you know you're very special to me, so I'm wishing you all the love today as well. And up the road from me, the lovely Judy, who's always very kind to me. And you all know who you are, I hope. And I just want to let you know that you're very kind and very, very thoughtful people. And I'm wishing you well this Thursday morning. 13 of us, says a text, aged 7 to 85, across four different houses, are all set to watch the toy show in matching PJs. The excitement is real. The kids think it's hilarious that their parents, aunts, uncles, cousins, and especially the grandparents will be wearing the PJs. That's the spirit. Here's to making difference work, and as the song says, keeping the dream alive. Thank you. From Rose, as it happens, who is spending Christmas in Cork. What an amazing boy Fiacna is, says the text. It's a feeling many children are having coming up to Friday. My own children ask, will it be a Zoom meeting toy show? And my answer is, I don't know what it will be. I do know we'll all cuddle up around the television and drink Fanta and eat popcorn and stay awake until midnight wearing matching pyjamas. COVID might have changed some things, like children live in TV studios, but what each family has behind closed doors this Friday watching their TVs, well, that's still there. Love and togetherness and Christmas cheer. Those who have departed us this year will be remembered, but for 3 hours, adults and children will escape into a fantasy. So thanks for making this go ahead. From my mother, 5 in Galway, keeping the dreams alive. Ooh. There you are. What a beautiful way of putting it. 51551 is the text number. We keep taking your texts, and thanks to our friends in Tesco for that lovely quiz. Oliver will be here in the morning for you, so I presume he'll keep you going with the quiz as well. So that's good news. I'll be over playing with toys because it's a very, very important job. Let's have a look at this text to say, I'm here making ingredients and gathering them for Roald Dahl's chocolate cake. Oh, lovely. To make the late show. My girls are now 30 and 33 and they will watch your show. Good. We have wonderful memories of all the books and going to the play The Witches in Dublin. So thanks for bringing the happiness for us in this difficult year. It's a little bit more difficult for us. At present, as my cancer has revisited me 10 years later, I am sorry to hear that. Please thank you to my wonderful daughters and for their love and strength to me always. Well, look, I hope you're okay, because everyone has a micro sadness in their lives, I think it's probably fair to say. And some people have a macro sadness. In your case, it's enormous. And you have to surround yourself with love and kindness and beautiful people like your gorgeous daughters. Because everyone needs a little minding sometimes. And they try to be strong and they might put up an act, but ultimately you've got to mind yourself and be minded along the way. So that's what this season is about. It's been a rough year. And that's why we're trying to accentuate the good parts of it for the next few days and maybe all the way to Christmas. Why about that? I think we just need, want and deserve it. So let's keep that going. I'm thinking of all the people listening today with their stories that make them a little wistful, a little melancholic and maybe very sad. But this is the bit where we try to raise all the boats together. OK, and if you're with us and if you're on this bus, you're welcome and we'll travel the road together.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
It's Children's Bereavement Week, by the way. It's led by the Irish Childhood Bereavement Network, who do such stunning work and encouraging all of us to remember those fizzy, happy, sad feelings as beautifully articulated by our friend Fiachna this morning, and that children grieve too. And thanks to Carmel Doyle of Jack and Jill for reminding us of that, very important. And Suzanne was on to say, your words are powerful. What you said to that 11-year-old boy who lost his uncle, it was moving. I lost my nephew 5 years ago. I only wish back then that someone had told me the things you just said, thinking of all those who have lost anyone this Christmas and have those fizzy feelings. Well, I'm only responding to Fiachna's stunning words and his beautiful, complicated simplicity. Hopefully he feels the hug today. But you know, that's the thing about the toy show. You can be 11 and you can be 111. The older I get, the more convinced I am that adults are just children with wrinkles. And we suffered very similar sadnesses and happinesses as we did when we were children. But they're just a little different with a little more experience. But they're still there and they're still childlike. For better or for worse. Yeah. You see, this is the thing about Roald Dahl. It's just a thing when you hear what he's brought to the world, whether it's The Golden Ticket or Mr. Fox or Matilda or the BFG. All of these creations. A little bit dark, very joyful, lots of reward for children. These are the reasons why the toy show's theme tomorrow will be The Wonderful World of Roald Dahl. And the set, as designed by the likes of the magnificent Marcella Power, whose brain is a repository of wild, pure imagination, has done something very special, as you'll see tomorrow night. And as I say, thanks also to Stacey Galler, who's helped with my costuming, and the great Bridget for helping with Mahoran with my costuming for Mr. Fox. It's pretty good, actually. If you haven't seen it on, look it up there, Kennington. Miss Kennington, look it up and see if you like it. I'd like your approval. I think you'll agree that they've done a great job. And Jenny put the nose together, and you know it's all there. If you've seen the Fantastic Mr. Fox and the Wes Anderson version of it, you'll know that it's that. That's where we're going with that. Okay, and it's pretty good. As for the song we're going to be using tomorrow night,
what does the fox say?
No, that's not the one. Oh boy, no siree. That will not feature at all on the show tomorrow night. It's a very different fish of kettles, I can assure you. Very different story altogether. Enough of this talk of foxes and children's TV shows and toys. Bring on Hendrix. He'll know. Jimi Hendrix, I tell you, he won't be featuring on the toy show tomorrow. Steady, Jimmy. Pure brilliant, though, says Anne, dancing around the kitchen. Well, of course, I hope you did the ears, the fingers ears, wasn't it? Ding, 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 ding. Good. Because it's, we were trying to think, we've got to get that out of the way now. That's gone, and now it'll be much more pure imagination tomorrow because it's all about the fox. This is going to be like a 20th century fox production. Yeah! Toy show! Let's take this seriously, everybody. Go! Yeah. Wow, you want to see the kid who played that at the auditions? Pretty spectacular.